This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit West Bengal today. During his visit, the Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate two national highway projects worth around 3,200 crore rupees at Ranaghat in Nadia district. Mr. Modi will also address the gathering there. The projects will serve as a vital connecting link between Kolkata and Siliguri. They will help to reduce travel time by approximately 2 hours, ensuring faster and smoother movement of vehicles. From West Bengal, Prime Minister Modi will travel to Assam this afternoon for a two-day visit. During this visit, Mr. Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of development projects worth around 15,600 crore rupees in the state. On the first day today, the Prime Minister will inaugurate the state-of-the-art Bamboo Orchids Terminal building at Lokpriya Gopinath Bordoloi International Airport in Guwahati. Spread over nearly 1.4 lakh square meters, the new terminal is designed to handle up to 1.3 crore passengers annually. The terminal reflects Assam's biodiversity and cultural heritage, inspired by the theme Bamboo Orchids. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that yoga has shown the whole world the path to health, balance and harmony. Addressing the gathering at WHO Global Summit in Traditional Medicine in New Delhi, Mr. Modi said, over the years, everyone has seen yoga reaching every corner of the world.
पारंपरिक चिकित्सा प्रणाली का एक अहम हिस्सा योग भी है। योग ने पूरी दुनिया को स्वास्थ्य, संतुलन और सामंजस्य का रास्ता दिखाया है। बीते वर्षों में हमने योग को दुनिया के कोने-कोने तक पहुंचते देखा है। मैं योग के प्रचार और विकास में महत्वपूर्ण योगदान देने वाले हर व्यक्ति की सराहना करता हूं।
On the occasion, the Prime Minister, along with DGWHO Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, inaugurated the new WHO Southeast Asia Regional Office Complex in Delhi, which will also house the WHO India Country Office, marking a significant milestone in India's partnership with the World Health Organization. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah has highlighted that substantial progress has been made over the past 11 years in developing next-generation infrastructure. Mr. Shah made these remarks while addressing the Confederation of Real Estate Developers Association of India National Conclave 2025 in New Delhi yesterday. The minister said several flagship initiatives, including National Infrastructure Pipeline, Bharatmala, Sagarmala and Parvatmala, have significantly strengthened urban development and laid out a clear roadmap to position India among the world's leading infrastructure countries. He added that these initiatives have delivered positive and tangible results. India and the Netherlands have announced the establishment of Joint Trade and Investment Committee, JTIC, through a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU. The JTIC marks an important milestone in further strengthening bilateral trade, investment and economic cooperation between the two countries. The MOU was signed between the Ministry of Commerce and Industry and the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of the Netherlands and was formally announced yesterday on the occasion of the visit of Dutch Foreign Minister David van Wiel. The government has launched Bharat Taxi on the first of this month for customers, which is a cooperative-based mobile mobility initiative aimed at providing a fair, transparent and driver-owned alternative in India's ride-hailing sector. Guided by the vision of the Union Minister of Home Affairs and Cooperation, Amit Shah, the initiative places drivers at the centre of ownership, governance and profit-sharing. In the Under-19 Asia Cup cricket, India registered a commanding 8-wicket win over Sri Lanka in the semi-final in Dubai last evening to set up the title clash with Pakistan. And in men's cricket, India defeated South Africa by 30 runs in the fifth and final T20 international to clinch the series 3-1 in Ahmedabad last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.